Your breakfast here on Radio Adelaide. It was Oaken Artist and Tom Mann.
The New Zealand Labour Party won their highest percentage of the vote in more than 50 years on Saturday, claiming 64 seats in Parliament. This victorious win will allow Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern and her party to potentially govern alone. Our Kiwi correspondent Oscar Perez from 95BFM joins us now to discuss the election. Good morning, Oscar.
Morena.
So how significant is this win for the Labour Party?
I think it's quite a big one. I think there was some question after the year that we had around COVID and around everything else that's gone on because of COVID, whether the way that it was managed was enough. Or the way that it was managed was the right way for it to be managed. And I think this result shows that the majority of New Zealanders do believe that that was the right way and the best way that it could be managed. There was talk that it could swing because of the effects that it had on the economy, but I think this result kind of shows that we do still almost care more for each other at the moment, which is a nice thing to say. As far as the Labour Party, it's pretty huge. This is a very significant majority and a very significant win in terms of the damage that their wins have done to the National Party. I think it's perhaps one of the worst states we've seen the National Party in some time, which just doesn't necessarily say that it puts the Labour in, or doesn't necessarily say that Labour is in the best state, but it shows that Labour are doing something right. This is the largest Pacifica government and the queerest government New Zealand has ever seen, and perhaps the world has, especially in the queer front. So it's kind of been seen as a more progressive look. The exclusion of coalition partners, because they're obviously not needed, has some question. However, the loss of New Zealand First, who are no longer even in Parliament, has seen kind of a taking off of the handbrake. So I think now shows, or gives Labour the chance to show what they kind of really wanted to do or what they're really about. So this will be kind of a testing one for them.
And on that note, what does it seem will be the biggest changes we'll see now Labour can govern alone?
Yeah, so, I mean, if we purely look at it on a seat perspective, I guess, in 2017, Labour won 22 general electorates. This time they won 137. So it's quite a large gain of, like, electorates. National loss, a huge amount of those electorates as well. They lost 15, 15 that Labour gained, which is pretty huge. I was thinking pretty major stalwart politicians leave the seat that they were sitting in, to Nick Smith and Jerry Brownlee, both kind of establishment National Party MPs, who are no longer elected MPs. Whether they'll be in on the list is another question. But in terms of what it means to be able to govern alone, we'll see. Everyone said that a lot of the progressive change that Labour didn't implement, so the capital gains tax, some of the legislation around birth, death, and marriages certificates, the banning of conversion therapy, a stronger climate policy even, was supposedly breached by New Zealand First. Now, we'll now see whether it was. And also, we'll now see how willing they are to stick by those progressive things that they've said, and whether it was just an attempt to match Greens, or whether they do want to work how they've been saying that they want to work. That's where we're kind of at.
We're speaking with our New Zealand correspondent, Oscar Perez, about the 2020 general election. And we've also seen the Green Party have some big wins. Where did they land in this election?
Yeah, so, I mean, the Greens did well from an electorate front. They won an electorate, which is a rare thing. Happened, and they won Auckland Central, which is a pretty huge electorate. So that had been held by National for some time by the now-retired Nikki Kaye. And so there was some discussion as to whether who would fill Nikki Kaye, who was hugely popular and for the most part hugely effective local MP. So Chloe Swarbrick, who is kind of best known for her campaigning around the legalization or decriminalization of cannabis, as well as an unsuccessful mayoral candidacy where she came third at the age of, I believe, 20, I may be mistaken, has won that seat. And this is, I think, the first time since 1997, if I'm not mistaken, or since the 90s at least, where Green have won a seat. As far as the party, they've gained percentage, but it's still, they're the fourth best represented percentage-wise party in Parliament. However, they still have the same amount of seats as ACT, who perhaps could be seen as the biggest winners in this election, aside from Labour.
And the Māori Party also was set to return to Parliament yesterday. What's the update there? Were they able to get in?
Yeah, so they have, I believe, declared this one, so by 415 votes, so legitimately by the skin of their teeth, the Māori Party have gotten in again. So that was in, that was Rawari Waititi, rather, sorry, winning the Waiariki electorate from Labour's Tamati Kofi. There's still, I think it's around 1%. It still needed to be roughly counted, but there isn't much to see. There isn't, like, people don't think it's going to change. And people think that the results are going to stay the same. Now, so this is, they've won one of the Māori electorates, which is the first time in this election. All the others belong to Labour currently. But interestingly, in the electorate which they did win, the party vote for the Māori Party was notably low, or notably lower than the personal vote for the MP. So I think it perhaps speaks to the personal campaigning as well, specifically, in terms of Labour grabbed 60% of that party vote compared to 19% of the Māori Party. So although it was tied, it kind of definitely speaks to the person and their personal popularity.
Well, there will be much more to discuss in the future as votes continue to be counted and things are yet to be settled. But Oscar, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you.